Sutherland. And we're waiting for Supreme Court ruling on a closely watched case.
The president and his administration, they want to put a question on next year's census that would indicate whether or not someone was a U.S. citizen. Critics say those who are not legal citizens but living here won't fill out the form, skewing the census numbers.
Fox's David Spunt. The administration insists it's necessary to enforce the Voting Rights Act. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chance is in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. If confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Step from the road to the sea to the sky.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Where we sit daily, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV's News and Views. You can get it all over the country, the world, actually. by the WACV app. But man, I'm not going to be in town this week. I'm not going to be able to hear what she's... don't lie to me. You can hear what I say no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter where you are. All you got to do is download the app. WACV, go to TuneIn Radio, however you want.
You can even find it on a browser.
Seriously.
People still use browsers?
Yeah.
Not everything was app-based now.
I mean, not to like... I don't use it to like, you know, listen to things on the internet or
no.
Whatever, but I mean,
but some people do.
I mean, I have a browser up right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but that's not to listen to songs.
Oh, okay. No, I don't do that.
No. Our number 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio. I'll tell you a little bit later in the hour about Bath Innovations and what they can do for you. Cranky.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You were asking about, talking about the government and the student loan bailouts and all that kind of stuff. What message does that send? It sends the same message to Americans that the federal government's been doing for years. I mean, look what they do to you with overtime. You know, they want to discourage, people trying to excel. They want to anybody that's motivated to be better or smarter than the average bear, they discourage that. They promote mediocrity and laziness with their social programs, with their tax structure and everything. You know, they're not taxing people just because they have more money they can afford to give more. That's to discourage people from wanting to do more. And this is just a different, another way of doing the same thing they've been doing for years.
The tax system was designed, I think, to control you.
Absolutely.
To control
you. Absolutely.
Because, if they want you to buy a house instead of rent, well, they give you a massive tax break for buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
If they want you to build a shopping center instead of something else, they'll give you accelerated straight-line depreciation over 10 years instead of the life of the building and actual depreciation and all that. They've got tax benefits in there for people who raise horses. They got tax benefits for people who do every. You know, it's a way to control and micromanage the economy, give you the illusion of choice.
That is exactly right. The federal government was clicking along just fine before there was ever an income tax. I mean, how long were we a country before we had a national tax?
150 years.
There you go. Same thing with Social Security. It's just been a way to control people.
Yeah.
And now that's what they're doing. They're giving benefits to people that don't deserve them, people that paid into it. When they get like people like me in 7 or 8 years that are, ready to cash in, the piggy bank's empty.
You'll be fine.
They keep saying that.
I won't be.
They keep saying, I mean, people...
But they'll eventually raise taxes. They'll eventually raise taxes.
The Democrats that want to, euthanize people, I won't live long enough to be much of a burden anyway after I start drawn off of it. So, all these problems will solve themselves, won't they?
Well, they will. Cranky, I appreciate your call. I'm actually not opposed to means testing Social Security, and woo, boy, that's
Yeah, people don't like that one, Baron.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
I mean, you got to do something, right?
It's an insurance policy against poverty.
Right. I mean, it's...
If you're not in poverty, you don't collect.
Well, and like...
It's like a life insurance policy.
And frankly, when they came up with it, like, what was the sort of percentage? Like, 60% of elderly people were in poverty. I mean, like,
yeah.
The country was in bad shape, and people didn't know how to save for retirement and all that. It's a pretty successful program, and one that you can get rid of at your own peril.
Or you could grade it and say...
Correct.
You know, if you're...
If you're worth $100 million, why do you need Social Security?
Right. Or maybe you get $100 a month. And if you're worth $1 million, you get $500 a month.
Right.
And if you're worth $100,000, you get $1,000 a month.
Right.
And, it's an insurance policy. Whatever.
Right.
I mean, but I'm just using random.
I know.
But it's an insurance policy.
Correct.
It's an insurance policy against poverty. And if you're not in poverty, you don't collect. Just like if you have a life insurance policy. I got a disability policy.
Yeah, if you're not dead.
I'm not disabled, so I don't collect.
Then you don't collect. Right.
So that's just the way it is. Our number 272-9228, Jason.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up, Jason?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the whole student loan debt forgiveness thing. I hear your points about people majoring in like random stuff that probably isn't going to earn them a living, and they rack up too much debt. But I gotta say, what's the difference between when they did the $1.5 trillion tax cut, corporate tax cut? Wages didn't go up. Corporations like Walmart and other places, they gave out bonuses. They made big fanfare about that. But at the same time, they fire people or they reduce their hours. They're not full-time, so they don't pay them insurance. So they basically...
No, that was an Obamacare thing. That wasn't a tax cut then. That was an Obamacare thing. You're wrong on all those. Wages have gone up in the last 2 years.
How much?
Over 3%. Over 3%.
Does that equate to the...
It equates to over $1 trillion in the economy. So wages have gone up. the purchasing power of the dollar, the purchasing power of income has gone up. And employment is at an all-time high. Unemployment is at an all-time low. Every single point you made was wrong. You usually have good calls. That was not one of them. Our number 272-9228, Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
How are you?
Yeah, great. Glad to hear you back from Indiana. That is beautiful country up there.
That's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
And I was flat, through there a couple of weeks. Yes. Went back when it was storming like I'll get out. Thought I was going to have to get out a raft or something there for a while.
Yeah, I-65 was completely flooded at one point, over the interstate. And now, if you still drive up there, a lot of the fields are still underwater.
Yeah,
knee-deep water.
Absolutely.
Yikes.
You know, it's almost funny watching the Democratic Party implode. I think Trump is going to win fairly easily. The only one that could give him any kind of run for the money is Biden. But the rest of the candidates are trying to see who can one-up each other by the most crazy socialist agenda that's out there, trying to appeal to the millennials in every single segment. I mean, whether it be through the reparations movement now, the student loan, you name it. They're just going crazy.
You know what Bill Maher said? If you guys are going to run on concentration camps and reparations, you're going to lose.
Absolutely.
Bill Maher is
Biden's basically saying that.
Yeah. Bill Maher is not my favorite political commentator, but he is 100% right on that. If they want to run on reparations and concentration camps and student loan debt forgiveness and all this other stuff, they will lose. They will lose. I was going to go one step farther.
Okay,
Elizabeth Warren is now going... I guess going all in on reparations. She now wants reparations for gay couples.
Oh, okay.
Not just black folks, but gay couples.
Well,
maybe she could put Native Americans around the world and here in North America and put all us pale faces on reservations instead. She could be Queen Pocahontas in that regard.
If you don't think that's coming in the country in a few decades.
One last question.
It hadn't been often, but I'll ask you one question.
Sure.
Name for me a country that has gone from white majority to white minority where it's ended well for white people.
Cannot think of one.
Okay.
I mean...
Think about that when you talk to your grandkids.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I see where you're going.
It's never, ever ended well. Thank you. It's never, ever, ever once ended well. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't know what the special is this week. They're open. I guess I could call it.
I bet it's really good, though.
I know it's really good. They had a sandwich special last week.
They did. It looked fire. I never got by there.
Yeah, I never got it. It's Yardbird. I never had it. But it looked amazing. I mean, it was chock full of meat and veggies.
If you ask, you know, it shall appear.
You've got the special this week.
Yeah, so do you.
Oh. Lemon. Is it in our text message?
Yeah, lemon parmesan shrimp.
Ooh! Pasta. Ooh! Are you serious?
Spinach, cherry tomatoes, light broth. You know what we're having for lunch, Ben?
Lemon parmesan shrimp pasta. I'm having it in 44 minutes.
I'm already, drooling.
Holy mackerel.
I mean...
Spinach and cherry tomatoes and a light broth. That's what I need. And you know how hot it is outside? Have you been outside?
I have, unfortunately.
Have you burst into flames?
Yes.
You know what the heat index is right now? 99.
A billion.
Now, let me tell you, I still have Indianapolis weather on here. You know what the heat index there is? 72. Dave, is this heaven?
So here it's
it's Indiana.
So here it's a billion. There it's 72.
72. You know what it is in heaven?
72.
72. I'm not saying anything, but...
Not saying... I'm just saying.
72, the heat index at the end of June. Guys, it was truly amazing weather.
And here, it's a billion. It's a billion degrees.
A billion five.
If you walk outside right now, you are almost like walking on the sun.
You are going to burst into flames and die.
Is that really the special lemon parmesan shrimp?
Yeah.
In a light broth? I'm having that in 43 minutes now.
Now it's 43 minutes.
43 minutes.
It was 45, now 43.
You can have it at one of their two convenient locations, the iPoint Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, or the Zelda Place location.
On that nice newly paved Zelda Road.
Oh, it's beautiful. Does it look good?
It does.
I haven't been down. I'll go buy it.
It dried pretty good, too.
In 42 minutes, I'll go buy it. I'm ready for 41 minutes when I can eat lemon parmesan shrimp. When's the last time you heard Three Dog Night sound this good?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Knock Three Times on the Ceiling. What's that song? Anyway, that was like one of their hits.
I'm sure it was. I like Three Dog Night. They can rock it out.
I always like
that three of their albums.
I always get them confused with Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, stop it.
Because they were always back to back on one of those Time Warner commercials.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We'll be back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. After 11, I think that's the plan today, to be honest with you.
I hear you.
You got to plot that out. No confusion. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Well, that's why they send us the special, Baron.
That's why.
Why is that? So there's no confusion?
Yeah. So you can plan.
Yeah.
And so these folks, the good folks, can plan.
Well,
the nice people.
If you want to call us on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, that's 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Bath Innovations, fantastic. They're on the East Boulevard. Why don't we say Atlanta Highway? East Boulevard. Go to the East Boulevard. Go to Bath Innovations. Look for the rubber ducky right across the street from Home Depot. So if you're in the Home Depot parking lot, turn your back to the front door of Home Depot, look across the boulevard, look for the rubber ducky, and go in that store. It's Bath Innovations of Alabama. They're general contractors. They do everything. I've had several listeners now send me pictures of Bath Innovations projects at their house. Everything from marble or quartz countertops, got the granite look. They can do complete redos where they tear everything in the bathroom out and put all new stuff in, toilets, sinks, fixtures, or they can just update what you have. They can do anything from as simple as take those old steel basins and reglaze them, make them look good and new and fresh. Steel tubs, they can do the same thing, just reglaze it. I love the acrylic products. You can go over there and sample them, look at them in person, see what they look like. It's a really, truly amazing product. Sometimes granite and tile and grout and stuff can be a little difficult to clean, particularly in showers, whereas acrylic is not. Just wipe it clean, looks good, looks amazing, frankly. You really can't tell the difference between acrylic these days and tile with grout. I mean, it's a very, very comparable product. And for the cost and the ease of cleaning, trust me, go try it out. Bathinnovations.com. They can do anything, though. What they do differently than everybody else is they tear it all the way down to the studs. They look for water damage and then rebuild it back. There's so much water damage in so many of these houses around here, nobody even knows it. It doesn't rotten everything out. Bath Innovations of Alabama, 271-2723. Or check them out online, bathinnovations.com. 23 minutes after 11 o'clock, Bernie Sanders still nuts. Democrats still bizarre. I sent you an article. I don't think actually I'm ready to get to that. I was going to read this butt gig on his Afghanistan deal. Maybe I'll hold off on that.
Yeah. I read it. Well, I read about half of it.
Yeah, that's about all I read.
Kind of peters out.
Yeah, I got through half. I got about halfway through, and I thought, oh, this kind of went dud.
Well, yeah, like, okay, but now you're just repeating yourself.
Well, and then I started reading topic sentences to see if they're going to change the topic. That's the best way to skim an article.
That's right.
Go read the first sentence of every paragraph.
That's right.
It'll take you 3 minutes and then decide, do you want to invest 25 minutes in this piece or not? You know who leaked the raid? They're saying who leaked the raid to the Washington Post of all the ICE raids that were going to take place over the weekend last week?
No.
The acting head of Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
Kevin McAleenan. Apparently he's a globalist corporatist whore. And he's trapped in the Trump administration. He is against the raids. My guess is he is compromised, like many of these government officials are. Probably likes boys, would be my guess.
It's funny, because I thought you were going to say George Conway.
No, how would he know about it?
I don't know.
Kelly is not too
pillow
stupid.
Talk?
No, no way. She's not stupid enough to tell him anything. He's a kook. Do you think they actually have pillows?
I was just
do you think
say,
they sleep
you
in the same
weird
room?
That's got to be right now.
Do you think they sleep in the same room, Kellyanne Conway and George Conway?
Yeah, I think that they go home and they cry themselves to sleep on their, you know, on their giant gold-plated pillows in their gold-plated bed after driving their gold-plated rocket car home. Because again, I'm 100% convinced that they're just going to put on like the Carvel Madeline like circus act.
They might
ex post facto.
I think she's afraid to leave him right now because he probably knows too much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said it. That's why I thought that he was the guy that leaked the raids. But this is actually worse, Baron, I think.
This is worse. Kevin McAleenan.
The guy that was in charge of having to do them, basically.
Yes.
And he was like, we're going to leak it to the Washington Post.
The acting head of DHS, Kevin McAleenan, sources described it as a deliberate attempt to sabotage the raids. He had traveled alongside a Washington Post reporter earlier that week, who then reported about it. If it came from him, one of two things happened. He either deliberately tried to sabotage it, or he's dumb and thinks reporters can be trusted. According to several sources who spoke with the Examiner, McAleenan had opposed the raids for months.
Reporters can be trusted, Baron. They can be trusted to print whatever you say.
Right, everything.
And so there's not really a thing as off the record.
The acting DHS head, who has been credited with pushing the policy of sending more agents to Guatemala, is said to be more concerned with what congressional Democrats and never-Trumpers think of his performance than the other members of the administration. So you know what I say that this should be happening to this guy? He should be charged with obstruction and put in prison. This was a government operation. Charge him with something. Hell, charge them with terrorism. I don't care. Throw them in Guantanamo Bay. Here's what one source said. Quote, I know he's not approved of this for months. The president wouldn't leak that. ICE wouldn't leak that. There's only a few people involved in these discussions. The only one who could have shared the details of these operations was Kevin.
Kevin!
Damn, Kevin. I hope you go to prison. I don't want him killed. I don't think.
We're not calling for anybody to be killed. We're saying, you know, he should be put under a prison.
But I do want him in prison. Who's this?
Hey, Baron, this is Ritz. How you doing?
Ritz, how are you doing, my friend?
All right, buddy. Hey, I was going to ask you something. Do you think there's any small chance that somebody like Bernie Sanders would accept the invitation by you for an interview?
No, Bernie Sanders isn't doing radio, right-wing radio interview. No way.
Well, you don't tell him you're right-wing. Radio.
Well, I mean,
so you're intellectually
somebody's going to figure it. I mean,
I promise you, somebody on a presidential campaign will look and say, "Oh, he's right wing."
Correct.
Well, the reason I asked that is because they went on Fox, and I'm just wondering if they're so cocky in their beliefs of socialism that they're willing to get out there and, especially in a state like Alabama, where they really don't have a chance, and get out there and spread the word just to give it a shot.
Well,
wouldn't hurt to try.
They actually do need to compete in Alabama for the primary. No, they're not going to have any chance in the general. But they'll
have people in Alabama. But he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. I think we'd have a better chance of getting, I don't know, maybe Trump Jr. or maybe Eric. We might be able to swing something like that.
Dan got the Donald.
Did he?
I don't know why are we shooting so low.
Oh, I didn't know
I want the God Emperor.
Well, let's do it.
My question is, what does it hurt to try?
But here's the thing. Like, what are we going to do? Just dunk on him like we normally do and have him tell us that he's not covered in cat hair? I mean, like, here's the thing. Even if he comes to the state, he can't come to the studio. I'm allergic to cats, Ritz. He can't come in here.
Well, why? You don't have to dump on him. You just have to... just ask him questions that he never receives in the echo chamber that he's usually speaking in.
Like, what's with the cat hair?
Well, I mean, just, you know, just challenge.
I know what you mean.
Funny guy.
But I think Baron's correct. He's probably not going to come on.
Well, I think it'd be worth a try. Just think of the feather in your cap.
I would love. I'll take any presidential. I'll take the witch. Give me Marianne Williamson. I mean, I'll take any of those presidential candidates, but I'm not going to go tracking people down. I mean, I don't have it in me. It doesn't. Honestly, we've done these things before, and you can track how many people are listening on the app and all that kind. You don't really boost your listenership that much when you have big guests, and you run the risk if you're... that's why I don't do guests. I mean, let me let the cat out of the bag. You know why I don't do guests? They hurt your ratings.
Well, we have some.
We have some, but generally speaking, they hurt your ratings across the board. And if you get into a lot of guests, your ratings start going down. I like high ratings. I like lots of listeners visiting our advertisers, and so I don't do a lot of guests.
I didn't say the whole Democratic candidate list. I said Bernie Sanders.
No, I was just expanding.
I'm talking about these evil socialists that are never challenged.
I will be happy to have on the burn. I myself feel the burn. I went to a Bernie rally. I mean, hell, I was there. I saw it. I was just hoping the FBI wasn't collecting license plates or something.
Well, the burn you feel might be different than the burn I feel.
Well, I feel the burn. You know what? Here's the deal. Let me break a little secret here. In terms of political alignment, Bernie Sanders and I are near polar opposites, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of me looking down the presidential contenders on the Democrat side, who would I rather be president? Bernie. I would rather Bernie than Pete Buttigieg. I'd rather Bernie than Elizabeth Warren. I'd rather Bernie than Biden. I'd rather Bernie than all those people. You know why?
Why?
Not going to get any of it done. Not going to get any of it done. There's no way they're wiping out $1.6 trillion in student loans. There's no way they're doing Medicare for all. There's no way they're doing any of this stuff. But you know what else he's not going to do? He's not going to war with Iran. He's not going to launch a global thermonuclear war with Russia. And so
You know.
Right, because they're his friends.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You remember, he went there on his honeymoon.
That's what I'm saying.
He had a freaking Soviet flag hanging in his office.
So my point is, if I know that he's not, you know, he has some things I agree with, his non-interventionist strategy. He's not big on corporate Wall Street banks. Either am I. You know, and he's not going to get anything done to pass taxes against them. So he's not going to really hurt them. He's not going to tear down Wall Street. But he's also not going to do anything to help them, which is fine. I'm fine with not helping them. They get plenty of help. So, you know, if I had to put one of the Democrats in office, Bernie, because he's enough anti-establishment outsider.
Your logic is scary, but I appreciate it.
At least I'm honest. Most people won't tell you that.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate
love
it.
Love the show.
Thanks, Ritz.
Yeah, we love your calls, Ritz.
That's right, we do. Thank you for listening.
You know what? I'm not afraid to admit where I stand on issues.
Was there any doubt about that, Baron?
Standing in the rain.
I mean, I think people generally think that you're kind of outspoken.
Couldn't get a
take. Don't pull many punches.
I try not to.
Just saying. He could picture the sea.
But his we'll be back. 272-9228.
Like a distant scream. He heard one guitar.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chance is in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
said we tried loving, touching, squeezing each other.
Is this the Filipino kid or is this Steve Perry?
When I'm
alone. The non-unionized Filipino kid?
The non-union Filipino equivalent.
37 minutes.
Literally what they found.
I've talked to several people who've seen Journey with the Filipino kid.
Say it's better.
It's better. Got more energy. Can hold the. Steve Perry's voice by the end was getting weak. This kid's young. 37 minutes after 11 o'clock. What, they find him in a karaoke bar? Did he try out?
I forget.
There had to be some way they came across. I mean, they didn't go to the Philippines looking for the Steve Perry replacement. You know what I mean? All right, guys. Steve Perry's leaving the band. Let's go to the Philippines.
Where can we find a? Where can we find a replacement? The Philippines. That reminds me of a conversation I had.
Should we go to West Hollywood? No, dude. Philippines.
This like, we were talking about the beaches, and I said that, you know, all of us from Alabama, Georgia, you know, North Florida are spoiled because we have the nicest beaches in the world.
In the world.
And somebody was like, there's one that's nicer. And I was like, oh, really, where? Because, like, I've been to the Atlantic, I've been to the Pacific, I've been to California, I've been to South Florida, I've been, you know, and guess what? Right down the road from here, about 2.5-3 hours, best beaches in the world. He's like, oh, there's this one isolated island in the Philippines. Okay, but I can't go there.
Does it count?
I can drive to Florida this afternoon.
All right, we could leave after the show and be there by 3.
Yeah.
We could be on the Pensacola Beach by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We could already be in our skivvies jumping into waves.
That's right.
In 2,000-degree temperatures.
Right.
Sand so hot, your feet get singed. You can smell the burning flesh. We can do it by 3.
This was a great idea. This is not refreshing at all. As a matter of fact, I'm dying.
The ocean water is actually still pretty cool. By August, it sucks.
Yeah.
By August, it feels like you're swimming in a sewage treatment plant. The worst.
Yeah.
Heirloom Jewelers in a nice, clean building. Man, they got the outside of this... they got the outside of the building cleaned over at Heirloom Jewelers. You got to go by and look at it. If for no other reason than just... I mean, let me make sponsorship here for a second.
Yeah.
Auburn House Wash came by Heirloom Jewelers and cleaned up their shopping center. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's great.
Go by there and look at it. And while you're there, run inside and check out some of the selection. You can't do it today. It's Monday. So today you can just run by and look at it. Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock. Yeah. Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock. Saturday, 9 to noon. Get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance and check out the selection. Maybe take some jewelry you have at home and, you know, got something you never wear, some earrings or a necklace or a brooch or, you know, pearl bracelet or something. You're just never going to wear it again. Take it to Heirloom Jewelers.
What about my diamond tooth?
You might walk out of there with cash. He's not going to buy the diamond tooth.
Oh, you're not?
No.
What if I, like, pulled a diamond out?
No, he'll go buy it.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's not a dentist.
Oh.
But there's a dentist next door. You can go to Dr. Intrigan. He's next door. He's my dentist.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Intrigan was nice.
Yeah.
All the years that I chewed Copenhagen, I would go in there and say, you still chew Copenhagen? Yeah, yeah. I said, you know, you ought to think about maybe one day hanging it up, you know? Like, too nice to say, you gross.
I tell you, I don't know.
Your teeth gonna rot out.
I don't know if I've ever told you the story, but when we first got married, like, I guess I had dental coverage, but I just, you know, I'm dudes when they're in their 20s are just, you know.
You don't go to the dentist.
No. So I hadn't been in,
brush your teeth.
I think the last time I had been was when I had my, like, actually been for a checkup was when I had my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
This is like,
why not?
9 or 10 years later.
Well.
And so Michelle was very worried that, you know, she's like, she's going to, you know, she's going to have carny teeth and blah, blah, blah. So get to the dentist and she's, right, get to the dentist and then it's like, well, she says you haven't been in a while. I was like, yeah, but I mean, I don't have anything painful. Like, my gums don't bleed. I brush every day at least once, a lot of times twice. And she opens up my mouth. She's like, you have one of the nicest sets of teeth I've ever seen.
Yeah, see?
Like, you got...
Because you don't go to the dentist.
I mean, healthy as a horse.
Yeah. You have any cavities I've had in my life?
I've had 2.
I've had 0. You know how many times I go to the dentist annually? 0. I sometimes go about every 3rd or 4th year.
She actually... I have a cap right here on my front tooth. And she was like, I can tell, but she's like, does anyone ever think that you... He's like, nope. She's like, that's like one of the best caps you've ever seen.
Really? Is it the whole tooth or just half?
No, it's just half of it.
Huh.
Knock on wood. Army dentists.
I've never had a cavity. Every time I go in, all they do is like, and it costs me $100. I'm like, why did I do that? I can go brush my teeth.
That's
so
nice.
I go like every 3 or 4 years just to kind of stay on
just
the system.
Just to make sure, yeah.
Stay on the books, you know? Yeah. Stay on the books. But, you know, if anyone ever tells me my breath stinks, I'll go back. I'll go back. I don't think it has to do with clean breath, though. Something to do with, I don't know.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with what you eat,
I feel
too,
okay.
And like what you, yeah.
I eat enough garlic and onion, my breath has to stink all the time.
Yeah, but it's not like, there's a difference between like that breath and like when people got that doo-doo breath.
Ugh.
You know, when people just have like straight bad breath.
They call you yuck mouth. You refuse to brush. No, sweetheart, you can keep that kiss.
Oh, yuck mouth.
A little too short from the 80s there. Who's this?
Donkey Lauren. I hate that I'm coming in behind doo-doo breath and yuck mouth.
That's okay, Donkey Lauren.
Hey,
my timing really sucked on that one.
Well, that's all right. It's not your fault. Not your fault.
Hey, just want to let you know I got my Trump 2020 ball cap in the mail.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and I got a, I think it's before he came out with Keep America Great,
mm-hmm.
the keg. So yeah. It's a MAGA
shirt. Oh, let me tell you, I'm still going MAGA.
I got the MAGA shirt, and I got the banging red, white, and blue with stars and stripes.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. So really, that's all I had to say. And I did want to add this. I think earlier y'all were talking about, I've been in and out of the truck, but I think Trump is a wise man because he doesn't surround himself with a bunch of rear-end kissers. And he doesn't surround himself with people that are going to pull the chair out from underneath him when he sits. He's got a great combination of both. But iron sharpens iron. So he doesn't want a bunch of people that, like, agree with everything he says, you know. And, of course, he doesn't want a bunch of people that, you know, he's constantly fighting against. And I think that's, you know, I think the media makes it look like a negative that he's always having, like, a personnel issues. And I think I think he's a wise man because he knows what iron is sharpening him, you don't want a bunch of people around you that are going to agree with everything you say.
That's right.
That's not challenging you mentally. That's mm-hmm. not, you know, making you think outside of the box when you only know your box. Anyway, I think he's a genius. I think if we had Obama as a president, Obama would be totally arming Iran right now. And if we had...
He was arming them with cash and nuclear technology before he left. What do you mean?
John McCain would have already had us in freaking...
John McCain would have...
Combat.
John McCain would have ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge of the federal government. I mean, that's where... Donkey Lori, we've got the best situation here. I love your Make America
exactly.
Great Again stuff. I myself am a MAGA over CAG kind of guy.
And, you know, I want to tell you something. Mm. Everybody needs to suck it up, Buttercup. Because if we get this guy for another 4 years, you better just throw kisses to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because your children and your grandchildren are going to suffer the consequences of what comes after him.
That's right.
Unless we get another one of him, maybe you get his son.
I want to repeal the Constitution and the amendment to the Constitution limiting to 2 terms and keep bringing him back.
But how long do they sit in Congress? Forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, so everybody can just suck it up, Buttercup. I am going to wear my Trump 2020 hat and let anybody bow up in me. I'm in a truck, man. I can defend myself. I'm good.
All right,
we believe you.
I believe you. I wouldn't fight you.
Hey, schnauzers are still at the shelter.
Good. I need to come up there. Are they shedding yet?
No, I haven't seen. I'm going to go and brush them today.
Brush them real well. Let me know.
Last thing, hang on before you hang up.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Bros Man shirt that I sent on Facebook? And I don't know if it's Teddy Roosevelt or
Theodore
Roosevelt. Is that Theodore or Teddy?
It's the same
thing.
He's the same guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am that stupid.
No, you're not. You just got confused a little bit.
There's another Roosevelt.
Right, Franklin.
Franklin. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Okay. I'm not that person. I don't know you like that. It was only a $4.99 shirt, but I saw the shirt and I was like, dang, Baron Coleman, need to get to.
It was a good looking shirt.
I think Donkey, where you want to know something? I think the reason that Baron actually asked me to be on the show was when I brought him the Teddy Roosevelt sticker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I got a shirt from this company that's called Results, but one of their mascot things is TR. And so I ordered this shirt. It's like a Hawaiian shirt, but then I got this really cool Teddy Roosevelt sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And Baron just had Teddy Tuesday.
That's right.
And or Teddy Tidbit on Tuesday.
Teddy Tidbit, yeah.
And so I brought it. And he was like, Dave, that is the coolest sticker I've ever seen.
Yeah, I had it.
Okay, so, like, if I get him the shirt, do I get to come on the show? I bring a puppy. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna let me pet your puppy?
Only if he doesn't shed, because if you go home with a dog hair on you, you're in trouble with the wife.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't pet hairy puppies.
I know. Well, the schnauzers are cute. I sent you a thing. I don't think they said. We'll find out. Y'all have a blessed day. Trump on!
Appreciate
Trump
it.
Trump on!
Thank you. 47 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here after the break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. All new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from Extremely Firm to Sink In Plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The only two good songs off this whole album.
Is this on Home Sweet Home or on Peter Pan? Yeah.
This and Home Sweet Home. Only two good songs.
This is a cover.
Yeah, this is a cover. Not their best album. Mm-hmm. Vince was too busy killing people.
Well, you know.
Worry about it. Putting an album together.
Those Norwegians aren't that tough, Baron. Killing one drunken car wreck, you know?
One smashed up Corvette, they're done.
Jeez.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My friend Greg ran over there. Absolutely great people. If you have any need whatsoever for health insurance from an employer or employee perspective, if you're a manager and an owner of a business, you call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502, or you check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstonemga.com. That's M as in managing, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. They make it easy. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and boom, before you know it, they are off to the races, finding you good quotes, putting plans together, and then they come back to you and say, here's what your employees could be paying, here's what you could be paying on behalf of your employees. There's about a 85-90% chance it's going to be less than you're currently paying now. Your coverage is going to be the same or better. So why would you call? You got no in your pocket, right? If you call them and they come out and they talk to you and you don't save money, big deal. Big deal. You got no in your pocket.
No harm, no foul.
If, on the other hand, you don't call them, and everybody ends up paying too much money, and you lose your business or your house, or you know, then it's your fault.
That's your fault.
You didn't call. It's a competitive world, right? The economy's great, but it ain't so great that you can throw money away on health insurance if you don't have to. 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com. David Grimes.
Good morning.
Morning, David.
Hey, I just want to say something real quick. My son, John David, found some bumper stickers and some car magnets that say, Trump 2020, let's make the liberals cry again.
I don't hate that. You know, I think there are some people who voted for Trump sheerly as a big middle finger last time, and I don't mind if they do it again. Every vote counts.
All right, I said, let's make the liberals cry again.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
That was one of the highlights of my political awareness was that night when all those people were booed. But anyway, just thought I'd throw it out. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hey,
I'm all in favor of that. I'm all in favor of that. Our number 272-922. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, by the way.
The guest hotline.
Yes. I got a question.
You do? I don't know if I have answers.
Well, you sent it to me.
Oh.
This is the greatest...
The free speech thing?
I can't find it now. Where'd it go? There it is. This is the greatest article headline I've ever seen. It's on FoxNews.com. Supreme Court strikes down ban on scandalous trademarks in dispute over F-U-C-T clothing line. There was a clothing line. That's how it's pronounced, F-U-C-T. You don't shorten it and try to pronounce it all as one word. The Supreme Court today struck down part of a federal law blocking trademarks for names or logos bearing immoral or scandalous images, including profanity and sexual imagery. There was a case that I swear this was the statute they looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. A few years ago, there was a band called The Slants. It was an Asian band, and they wanted to trademark their name, and the trademark office rejected it. And they didn't want people stealing their name, so they appealed it, went all the way to the Supreme Court. A lawyer I'm affiliated with, no relation, named Ron Coleman, took it to the United States Supreme Court and won the case for The Slants. They were able to trademark their name, and they're still a terrible band. But at least they have a trademark name.
Right. Nobody can take it now.
That statute no longer exists. This is Section 2A of the Lanham Act. Under the statute, it excluded immoral, deceptive, or scandalous matter, or matter which may disparage or falsely suggest a connection with persons, living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols, to bring them into contempt or disrepute.
Mm-hmm.
When applying the prohibition, the Patent and Trademark Office looked at whether or not the public would find the trademark shocking to the sense of truth, decency, or propriety. An appeals board found that F-U-C-T was highly offensive and vulgar, according to court documents. That has been struck down.
Well.
That has been struck down.
So, the Supreme Court, which you roundly castigate on this show.
They're terrible, but they get one right.
They get one right every now and then, right?
Every now and then, they get one right.
Every now and then. Very rarely, though.
Okay. Let's see. We've got 5 minutes left at the top of the hour. There's a massive leak of Trump transition documents. Axios has this story, and at first it looks scandalous, but when you look at the... you actually look through it, and you know how if you know how vetting documents work, if you know how background research works, they're supposed to be harsh.
Correct.
Right? Nobody would pass through this. Nobody would want to work for you would pass through these unscathed.
Right.
Scott Pruitt, who ultimately lost his job as the EPA administrator, had a section in his vetting form titled Allegations of Coziness with Big Energy Companies.
Oh, shocker.
Shocker. He was in Congress, and he was up for EPA head.
And from an energy state, big energy state, Oklahoma.
He's big into oil.
Yeah,
loves
big
oil
guy. Big oil. And gas.
He's a big gas guy.
Oil and gas. Yeah, he's gassy.
He loves gas.
Really into gas. He's gassy.
Tom Price, who ultimately resigned as HHS secretary, had sections in his dossier flagging, quote, criticisms of management ability. And dysfunction and division has haunted Price's leadership of the House Budget Committee. Mick Mulvaney, this is my favorite one. Mick Mulvaney is the acting chief of staff right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was the budget director, and now he's the acting chief of staff. You know what one of his red flags was?
What?
An assertion that Trump is not a very good person.
Yeah. It wasn't being constantly blotto?
Well.
Or it wasn't, what was the other one that, what'd they get, like, nine people that Obama wanted to appoint on the either having a nanny that was from, like, an undocumented worker or whatever, and then what'd they get, Daschle on, like, he didn't report income because he had a private car or something. Like, one of the perks of his job was, like, he had a car with a driver, and you have to report that as income, apparently.
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
Well,
I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, maybe you could have just been like, eh, whatever, you know? That was before Trump flipped the script and got everybody, you know, it showed everybody how to do it.
Well,
just say wrong and
that
move
was,
on.
That was my favorite one. The one who was probably most roundly hit was Rudy Giuliani. He had a 25-page document.
Was it for
titled,
his terrible lisp?
Rudy Giuliani Business Ties Research Dossier, with copious accounting of his foreign entanglements.
Mm. But Baron, I thought that Trump just hired his friends willy-nilly, and they didn't do any of this, and it's all, that's why, you know, his kids are involved, because it's nepotism, and, you mean they actually vetted people?
They vetted people.
Oh, okay.
But I saw this story pop up, and I thought, I mean, I've done background research mm-hmm. for years, and I thought, this is not a story. Everybody has something. I promise you, I could find something on your mom.
Yeah.
You know, well, especially your mom, but...
Especially your mom.
but, I mean, this is not...
Well, and
This is not a scandal.
The other thing is that when you... Especially when it's somebody that, a lot of people did not expect Trump to win. A lot of Republicans didn't expect him to win. And so once that happens, you get this massive dump of resumes of people being like, yo, give me a job. And so, of course, there's, you know, a lot of stuff.
And they have
people.
To take them.
Right.
And they have to have, it's the plum book. It mm-hmm. comes out as soon as the new presidential transition takes place. There are about 4,000 appointments that have to be made. And you've got to set up a way to do it. I know that some of the folks who are vetting Trump's applications this year, and you send in and you basically say, here's my CV, here are the 9 jobs I'm interested in,
mm-hmm.
and here are the departments I'm willing to work in. So anyway, Dave, what a great show.
I mean, you know, we're back, baby.
But I'm not surprised. You know why?
Because we're awesome?
Always a great show. That's why it's so highly rated and award-winning. Why it has so many stellar advertisers and such a great listener.
Advertisers that use other advertisers to help their business.
That's right. Heirloom Jewelers used Auburn Housewash. Can't beat that.
It's what we do. We connect people.
Yeah. Like Emma.
That's right.
Wasn't that the movie where she was a...
I have no idea.
Matchmaker? Oh, come on.
I really don't know.
I think the movie is called Emma. Anyway, it's noon. 272-9228 if you want to...